listening to Who's Talking, and we've got none other than the Sabres recruiting analyst, Chris Horn, on the line. Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Good deal. Good timing. And how's everything on the home front, man?
It's great. It's great. My wife and I welcomed a new daughter around Christmas time, so not a lot of sleep to go around, but it's certainly we're blessed and feeling pretty good.
Now, what exactly is around Christmas time? What day?
December 23rd, but we were able to fortunate enough to take her home on Christmas Day. So, yeah, so that was obviously pretty special.
Well, you missed Tabo by one day, but that's all right. You know. One day in a few years, let's put it that way. All right, a few decades.
All right, let's get down to business here. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about, first off, the latest recruit that committed to Virginia, Trey Nicholson, Demetrius Trey Nicholson. How big of a commitment was this for UVA and Mike London?
Well, I have to say it's obviously it's pretty big. I mean, Coach London, as I mentioned before on the program, came in with several goals in mind, the tops of which is to recruit the state again, and of course, perhaps more specifically, his home area, the Tidewater area, and getting a player like Demetrius Nicholson, who is an Under Armour All-American, so Virginia fans will actually get a chance to see him play in the Under Armour All-American Bowl on January 5th, which is a national bowl, and that should obviously tell you what kind of talent he has there. But he's also Gatorade Player of the Year, just a guy who is a shutdown cornerback at a Bayside High School in Virginia Beach. To be able to get a player like that, highly recruited player, I think certainly is a big notch on Coach London's belt. I know his first commitment as head coach was from Clifton Richardson, who is also a four-star prospect out of the Tidewater area. So really, with those two guys, I guess, kind of highlighting, I believe about eight kids that they have now from the Tidewater area. Certainly, Coach London has got to be happy about it, and Nicholson is just a huge notch on the belt. But, of course, most importantly, he's going to he has the talent to contribute next year, and they certainly need some playmakers.
You know, in recent commentary from Coach London, he's implied that a running back from Tidewater coming into this class might have an impact sooner than later on the football field for the Cavaliers. You have to think he's talking about Clifton Richardson from Menchville. He had a big day yesterday with an 80-yard run in one of those practices for the the offense-defense all-star game, and where is that?
That's actually in Myrtle Beach. I believe this is the second or third year that all-star game has been has been in existence. And, yeah, Clifton, I have to imagine, although Ross Burbank, who's an offensive lineman out of Cox High School in Virginia Beach, did actually play some running back, but I have to believe he's not thinking about him, that's for sure. But as far as Clifton Richardson, yeah, he's a big back, 6'1", 210 pounds. He's got really good hands, so a lot of people liked him a lot of coaches liked him as a wide receiver, and he's got that frame, and he can play defensive back as well. But I really love his running style. He's a tough runner. He's a quick cutter. He's got good speed, so he's kind of got that whole pack, and I can easily see him making a contribution next year as a true freshman, and he's a guy that you can use a lot of different ways, so I think he'll be a pretty exciting player to have.
All right, who else is UVA pursuing at this point, assuming two athletes, namely Watford and Romero, who are thinking about early enrollment?
Right, David Watford, quarterback out of Hampton High School, and Daquan Romero, who's a defensive end in high school, Peninsula District Defensive Player of the Year each of the past 2 years. Certainly a dominant high school player. He's going to make the move to linebacker. Both of those guys have been cleared for early admission, which is a good thing for Virginia, so they're going to be enrolling actually next month. So in just a few weeks, they'll officially be Cavaliers, which certainly helps out a lot that you see Virginia Tech use early enrollment, as well as gray shirting, which is enrolling in both cases, enrolling in January. Just gray shirts, a later enrollment. But it really helps with the flexibility in terms of this class, and helps, I think, with the numbers, ease the numbers a little bit. So hopefully Virginia can finish out with some of those top targets. Darius Jennings, who's out of Gilman High School in Baltimore, Maryland, has to top the list in terms of some of the guys remaining on the board. Curtis Grant, of course, Virginia's hanging around, I believe, with him a little bit. We'll see if they can pull him out. At this point, I still think out of state's probably the safe bet, but you certainly never know. And Dominique Terrell, you mentioned a guy just like Darius Jennings, an athlete type who is being recruited as a wide receiver and could be a real dynamic playmaker early on in his career.
Chris, I was just going to ask you two things. The Watford kid, what kind of year did he have this year in his senior season? And two, back to Curtis Grant, how much of an impact would that have for Coach London's program if by some stroke we did manage to talk him into coming to Charlottesville?
Well, I think to start with Grant, obviously he's a top guy, and Virginia can use some linebacking talent for sure. So I think in that case, as I mentioned with Nicholson, a guy just getting a playmaker who can contribute early on and really kind of generate a big buzz around Virginia, I think is what Coach Lund is looking for, and I think Curtis Grant certainly does both of those things very well. And David Watford, he turned in a solid senior season. Hampton had a good year. They had they only lost to one team, but they lost to the one team twice, which was Phoebus, both in the regular season and in the postseason. But did a lot of running of the football, but so Watford didn't have eye popping numbers. But he actually went through the whole season without throwing an interception, something I know he was pretty proud of. And he's a guy coming in. He's got that dual threat ability, so he'll be able to make plays with his legs. But I think he's got a pretty underrated arm as well. So I think I'm interested to see what he'll be able to do this spring, and obviously that should be a nice springboard in terms of into next year to see if he can compete as a true freshman for some early playing time.
Chris, is Virginia still talking to any other quarterback prospects?
Yeah, I think there's prospect Don Bosco Prep quarterback Gary Nova, who has committed to or was committed to Pittsburgh until Dave Wonstedt's departure. He's a guy that has been mentioned with Virginia. So, Cormac Craigie was a quarterback or is a quarterback out of New York who made an official visit to Virginia earlier in December. At this point, I haven't heard anything more on Cormac. I know he was getting a close look from Virginia, but does not have an offer. Whereas Gary Nova, if he does give Virginia a close look, I think Virginia certainly would be interested in bringing him in as a scholarship player, a guy that they've certainly already offered. But he's a guy out of Don Bosco Prep, which is one of the top programs and high school football programs in the country, and certainly a guy would be another very, very good quarterback to bring in.
Gary, I think Gary Nova was undefeated as a starting quarterback.
I think he's obviously got a winner, and that's, you know, getting guys out of programs like that. I mentioned Gilman, and of course Virginia's had some good success at DeMatha and Good Counsel. Getting players from those programs, I think you can get guys who are winners, and they come in knowing how to win. And they've got two guys, obviously from Phoebus, with Daquan Romero and Caleb Taylor, and those guys back-to-back state champion, or I believe three-peat state champions. So, you know, those guys just know how to win, and that has to help the program.
Just a question on that quarterback you're just talking about. If he committed to Virginia, would he be able to come now, or would he have to wait until the summer?
I think at this point, all the guys who are going to be coming in January, I think that's pretty much set. I think it's just going to be Watford and Romero. So I think any guys really from this point on, unless they have to go to prep school to kind of work on academics and would enroll at a later time, they're all going to enroll in the summer.
All right. Well, Chris, I think we'll let you get Frank's got one more question. He always has that last question. I'm trying to let you get back and deal with your family here. You got family pressure.
Yeah, like Jim knows anything. All right. So January 21st to the 23rd is a big weekend for UVA.
Right.
They got the Georgia Tech basketball game. They've invited a bunch of the existing commitments as well as some top targets. Tell us a little bit about what goes on a weekend like that for the university.
Well, I wouldn't even know where to start as far as the logistics, but it's going to be a lot of, you mentioned, Frank, a lot of prospects, a lot of commitments are going to be there. So it's really kind of a reunion of sorts of all the commitments just before signing day, which will be just a couple of weeks later. A good time for all the guys to kind of get together, get to know each other. And then, of course, you sprinkle in a couple of top targets in there and hope they can bond as well with a lot of those guys. Dominique Terrell is scheduled to be there. He's I talked about him earlier out of Osborne High School. Real dynamic playmaker. He's another guy that if Virginia can get him, another notch on Coach London's belt there. Jeremiah Hendy, who's a defensive back out of Maryland, is also scheduled to be there. So it should just be just a great weekend, and I think really just more than anything, just a chance for the players, the recruits, to get to know each other. to get to know the coaching staff a little better and just to kind of relax. And obviously the recruiting process is such a grueling thing. It's probably nice just to have a weekend just to tour the grounds and have a good time and get to know each other.
All right. Frequent visitor to Who's Talking, Chris Horn. Now we will let you get back to your family, Chris, but we thank you for calling in tonight and giving our listeners an update on what is proving to be a very good recruiting year for Coach Mike London.
No question. Happy New Year, guys. I appreciate
it. Happy New Year, Chris.
Thank you. Chris Horn of thesaber.com.
All right. Well, we're on standby hold here looking for Michael Turner. Hopefully he will chime in here shortly.
Talk a little ACC hoop. There's an ACC team in town tonight. The Wake Forest Demon Deacons are going to be playing over in the Robbins Center. Right after we go off the air, the Deacons struggling a little bit this year, coming in 6-6. Going over to Spiderland. So I think, do we have Coach Turner on the line? So you go ahead and introduce him, Frank.
We do. It is my pleasure to introduce Michael G. Turner, nonetheless. St. Christopher's School, he's now not only the head varsity football coach, he's also director of upper and middle school admissions. Coach Turner, are you there?
I am, Frank. Thanks.
Perfect timing, my man. All right. Let's get down to business here. Nice background here. Enjoyed reading your bio. You coached over there at Germantown Academy in Philadelphia, and then Roxbury Latin up in Boston.
Yep.
So got to see some Red Sox games, I assume.
Absolutely, and I've been blamed for much of the recent weather since moving south.
Well, it's okay. We don't mind a little snow.
Yeah, this time of year it's nice.
All right, well, you've brought some inspiration to the St. Christopher's football team in the last 2 years, and we thought it would be fun bringing a former defensive end from your University of Pennsylvania days, where you were playing on some pretty good teams there, Ivy League champions in 93 and 94.
We did, yes.
So you would know a little bit about playing defense, and certainly none other than Thompson Brown.
Absolutely.
A UVA recruit. Can you tell us a little bit about the young man?
Sure. Well, Thompson is I've had the pleasure of speaking many times about and with Thompson over the last year as he's gone through the college recruiting process, and he is aces across the board. He's obviously a gifted athlete in terms of what God blessed him with, and but over and above that, his work ethic is about as strong as I've seen in coaching. I mean, he lives in the weight room, is constantly looking for new ways and, you know, new techniques and ways to get strong, bigger, faster, and stronger, and he loves to play. And he struggled with some injuries his junior year, and that kind of had a breakout season this senior year. So we were all very excited for him.
So where is Thompson going to play? Is he a tight end? Is he a defensive end? Is he a safety? Where is he going to play?
Well, he's definitely not a safety, although he's big and fast. But he right now, Coach Reed is projecting him as a defensive end. That's what he committed as. Back in June, although we converted him to tight end this his senior year. He had been a fullback on the offensive side of the ball. You know, in most of the prep schools we play two ways, particularly our most talented guys like Thompson. And he had a very successful year offensively as a tight end. And with his speed, I mean, he's clocked at about a 4.59 electric timing. And so he certainly has the wheels, the athleticism, and increasingly the hands to play tight end. But I think Coach Reed is the defense coordinator. I think he's winning the argument on campus to get Thompson there as a because they like him coming off the edge. He has about the fastest first step off the line that, you know, I've seen in my years in coaching. And
Coach, was Coach Reed the lead recruiter on Thompson, or
he was? He and Jeff Hansen kind of did a tag team because Jeff, both those guys know the Richmond area, particularly St. Christopher's, very well from years coaching both at UVA and as well as at Richmond prior to that for Jeff. So they kind of handled it together.
Coach, quickly, Brody Hingst won the Bill Dudley Scholarship this year, racked up a slew of tackles at linebacker. Tell us a little bit about that young man.
Well, Brody is, in many ways, is the rock upon which our team was built this year. He eats, sleeps, drinks football, loves the game, and is you know, kind of the classic gridiron gentleman. He's a 4.0 student. Has strong SATs and wants to be an orthopedic surgeon, and that's all before he steps on the football field. So he had a great year for us, led the team, and I believe the prep league in tackles, over 100 tackles a season, and also played some offense. We kind of moved him all over the place offensively, and most of the schools who are recruiting him are looking at him as kind of an outside linebacker, strong safety type. And he has a couple of nice options ahead of him at the 1AA, and if he chooses at the Division III level.
Well, you know, if he becomes an orthopedic surgeon and goes to work for West End Orthopedic, he might be able to be a guest on Who's Talking Down the Road.
Well, I've said many times I've watched how Brody studies and how he goes about his business on the athletic field. So when I need my hip replaced in about 30 or 40 years, he's the guy I'm going to.
Well, listen, Coach Turner, we appreciate your joining us tonight. We wish you happy New Year and the best of luck at St. Christopher's with the football program.
Well, I sure do appreciate the time, and thanks for having me on, guys.
Have a
great holiday.
Coach Michael Turner, I guess we'll go ahead and go to break now. We'll return with, speaking of Michael Tusky with the Olympic Sports Update and some closing comments and the preview of next week's show. Back in a few.